For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake. Imagine being a young college student going off the grid to create great art. That's the impetus of the Land Arts exhibit Inside Leonardo's Kitchen at the Museum of Texas Tech. I spoke with curator Chris Taylor about a particular film piece at the exhibit. Take a listen.
This is a series of seven video works from Claudia Vasquez Gomez, and Claudia is from Chile. Claudia's work, she's an artist, it comes from performance, so her work involves putting herself as an actor and performer into the landscape, mm-hmm. as well as projecting other questions. It's also deeply personal. The shoes we see, there's an old family connection to these shoes, but then she modified them with texts on the bottom that say, "I miss you." And so when she would walk with these shoes, she would inscribe the words, "I miss you," into the landscape. She made those shoes in Chile and brought them with, all these props except for the tire she brought mm-hmm. with her. But it wasn't until she was here and started to understand and see the reality of the Border Patrol and the role of the footprint. The Border Patrol drags east-west lines near the border, just north of fences and just north of roadways. They'll drag tires to make a smooth strip of land, and they'll come back in and look for footprints. When they mm-hmm. see footprints, they'll track people. And it's usually how they apprehend people traveling north on foot. And so after learning about that, Claudia realized that this idea she had about her footprints and traces and her trace in the landscape was different. And so she got this tire and would drag it behind her to erase her own footprints, bring that forward. Also talks about the missing is deeply personal. Talks about the loss of her brother and her mother and her father and her... the nature of that loss and reflecting upon it. There was a big part of Claudia's work, and it's in these videos of her relationship to her place in the world, her own identity, and mm-hmm. that she remains here as a witness. And there's the video works that come out of performance, but then there's also the objects that she calls witnesses. She's talking about the suicide of her brother.
And she's jumping in the sand. Is she putting her...
With the
"I miss you" shoes?
Correct, yeah. And talking about how he chose a holiday in which to take his life.
So the land arts program, it really is experiences on the land and kind of discovering who you are when you're separate from everyday 8-to-5 grind.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's as much as we're out looking at the landscape and taking in much about the landscape and the various histories, and we look at many histories, not just the art history, but ultimately a big takeaway is what people learn about themselves relative to their work, and that's one of the things that's exciting for me is what people, how people carry the energy of this experience with them long into the future. And I like to say that I push them as hard as I can to make this work as meaningful and as resolved and as successful as possible, but it's really the work that they're going to make 10 years out that I'm most excited about, because that's where just this idea that they're continuing to carry and process the experience. And it is not just about self-awareness, but it's about them charting their own path in the world relative to their work.
It's almost like a pilgrimage, a creative pilgrimage.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Please visit kttz.org for much more with Chris and to see images of the exhibit. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake.